Muscle Wheel Barrel, Philip Dix.
That's the best name ever.
They're what we want to be, but never will be. A show with
a wheelbarrow full of dicks sounds like a dream to me.
I know. I was just thinking, a wheelbarrow full of dicks sounds like a dream fucking to you.
That sounds like a week's worth of Olympic training.
Oh, Jesus. You could train on a wheelbarrow full of dicks. Mike, bring him a wheelbarrow full of dicks. Stat.
Hello and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike, joined by my co-hosts Napier and Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
Yo!
Coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, and broadcasting exclusively on RadioFubar.com.
Throughout the world.
Yay!
On the World Wide Web.
I don't know what's going on with the chat room. I apologize if you're trying to get in. It looks like it is overloaded. I seriously doubt it's due to our massive popularity. There has to be some sort of other explanation.
And if the chat's down, the phone's probably down too. But regardless, yeah. If you'd like, you can call it. It's 309-740-1430.
Or
the Skypes at WFO Dicks.
And how is everyone? We did take a break last week due to my being under the weather.
A sabbatical, if you will.
I'm still not quite 100%.
I don't know. You sound sexier than ever.
But I would say an 80% mic is probably still better than a lot of things.
At least a 20% mic.
An 80% mic is better than a sorry old washed up podcast rerun.
Where I let the cord rest on my belly and you could hear all my gurgles.
So, I read an article. I read a periodical, if you will.
That's dangerous.
I read a news item about an increase in people not wanting to part with their dogs. And so they're lying and telling establishments that they are service animals to a point where now places are concerned and wanting to do away with service animals as a whole due to this influx of activity where people are bringing in their dogs and just saying, oh, I need this dog. It's my therapy dog.
We're talking about like going to the store or their house or their apartment.
Like you go to like a grocery store.
Oh, yeah, that's stupid.
And you say, oh, no, this is my service animal. This is my therapy animal.
Yeah. But yet the dog's only fucking 8 inches tall and fucking shaggier than a son of
right,
a bitch.
Right, right. I think that...
You
I
can
think,
fit it in your purse.
It's their emotional friend that they get to
fuck that
have near them. Instead of having kids.
You can leave your dog for 15 minutes while you hop into the store.
Hey.
No, you don't understand.
Hey, blindy. You can just wait out in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
What if a dude said, no, I'm his service animal. This dog is blind. Think that would work?
No.
No.
How have you been, buddy?
I've been fat.
I want to understand the Napier time vortex.
Yeah.
Because me and you met up in St. Charles for dinner at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
We left at 6:30.
6:30 about it.
Yeah. I got home about 7.
Yeah.
And you were right behind me.
Well, I went to my home.
You didn't get here till about 7:45.
Well, yeah, I went
7:50 actually.
I went to my home.
But that's not what we do on Mondays.
No, that's what I do on Mondays. I go home and I take a shit.
What is this too many simultaneous requests bullshit? There's not that many requests.
Please retry in 1 minute.
This is a bunch of bullshit.
We're adding capacity as quickly as possible.
I'm flustered.
Do you think we need to add capacity? Or do you think it's just down?
I don't know what the hell's going on. But while we were eating, I noticed that there was a waterhead fella in the lobby, like cleaning up. You know,
what's a waterhead fella?
You know, like one of the mentally handicapped folks.
Okay.
Are you sure he wasn't just ugly?
He was like a cross-eyed dude. Like he looked pretty. He had that retard face. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Yes. And
like he had a sprinkle of
the I
down.
Noticed that at a lot of places that you go, they have like a retarded fella working in the lobby, like cleaning up. And do you think that there's some kind of incentive program, like a waterhead incentive program, where like,
I don't think they call well, it I mean, that. No.
Well, I mean, I assume that you don't want a retarded dude like drooling on your tables and stuff, cleaning up stuff.
I'm sure they don't drool on the tables.
But it seems like a lot of places have them, and I assume it's not just like a, hey, we should have a token retarded guy cleaning tables. So I'm wondering if there's some kind of, you know, tax incentive or something. There has to be something where you're rewarded for.
Why can't they just say that they are doing a nice thing for a person?
No, because people don't do nice things for people. I'm not the asshole here. I'd hire a whole slew of retards. I would. But what I'm saying is people don't just do that. People don't just go, oh, shit, let's help this guy out. Fuck that. They don't do it. A company isn't going to hire some guy just because he seems like he's having a rough time. A company wants somebody who's going to do like a great job. And they're not just gonna hire a retard out of the goodness of their heart.
How do you know he doesn't do a good job?
Actually, he looked like he's doing a damn good job. He was out there buffing the fuck out of them tables, man.
Yeah.
And I bet he didn't complain about it either.
Probably doing a job better than some pimply faced 17-year-old hating life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think he's just too dumb to know his life sucks?
Yeah.
Probably happy as shit just to have a job.
Yes, sir.
In this goddamn economy, you know what I'm saying?
Amen.
You know what I'm saying, drunk?
Preaching to the preacher.
In this fucking economy. Fuck, you might as well just be... Oh, I need that.
Yeah.
Might as well just be happy to have a fucking job.
Might as well just sit around and do a podcast all
Might day. As well, motherfucker.
Name it something stupid, like the wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Now, the fucking chat room was working for the goddamn side project. Because I was listening to him, and we had the chat room open. So what the fuck happened? At 8 o'clock, they just turned shit off.
Let me ask you this. Why did you X out of the chat?
I was checking some stuff.
But you didn't need to X
no,
out
it,
of it.
No, it dropped him. It went to zero at people in chat. Oh, there it goes.
Oh, look.
Bada bing.
Bada bing. We got a whopping 3 folks in our chat room. Check us out. I need my paper.
Okay. Dick fingers. So, do you think that Dave Thomas would go up to broads and delightfully ask to finger them?
Yeah, we went to Wendy's drunk.
Okay.
So, Napier's been doing a lot of thinking about Dave Thomas. Yeah. How long has Dave Thomas been dead?
A good 7 years.
Seven or 8 years, you think?
Yeah.
Do you think that he went up to broads and like, oh, you're a pretty redhead. I'm going to give you the chicken fingers.
Why am I in the chat room as me?
Does it really matter?
No. It's more just like a why.
Also, it's delayed as hell. If
why
you type,
am I so focused on this fucking chat room?
Because that's where our friends are. That's how we interact with people that like us.
So, I'm sorry, continue on your Dave Thomas thing. You had some thoughts on Dave Thomas?
I think he fingered broads in the back. Did you see his hands? He has like huge like dick fingers. I think he penetrated broads with his dick fingers.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's like, hey.
Oh my god, we need to find some Dave Thomas like slash fiction where he's just going around like fucking broads and putting them in the fucking
How fucking broken do you have to be to
sit around to write some Dave Thomas fan fiction?
About fucking Dave Thomas's dick fingers. And, what did you say? He goes,
"You look like Wendy.
You look like Wendy. I'm gonna put my fingers in you. I'm gonna crack your hymen like a beer."
there's a fucking restaurant in God, I want to say it was where's that place where all the drugs are legal? Is that Amsterdam?
It would be the Netherlands.
Amsterdam.
Yes. Amsterdam has pot.
That's it.
I think so.
I'm pretty sure it was Amsterdam. You know, this is a trusted news source, the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. This is where you go to hear what I think I heard when I read something without any facts to actually back it up.
So, like, everything.
So, if you want to hear what I vaguely remember and want to pontificate on for no apparent reason.
You probably read it on, like, The Onion or something.
No, this restaurant, there was a YouTube video. I saw it. There's a restaurant that only hires twins. So, like, there's twin bartenders and twin waitresses. So if there's only one of you, they don't hire you because their whole gimmick is twins.
That's...
And so
that's an oddly specific, like,
it is.
Request.
You would think it would be very hard to staff that. I mean, like, if one of them's, like, a fucking asshole and you got to fire him, you also have to consider, oh, fuck, I also need to find another set of twins to take their place. Oh, God.
You know, if you were, like...
I'm sorry, Anchor, I didn't do that on purpose. I'm having issues.
If you were that dude's competition... You really only have to kill half of his staff to kill all of his staff.
Anchor has a pet peeve about burping into the microphone.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago, when we had New Drunk on, he burped into the microphone twice. And when he did, I edited him out of the podcast because Anchor's in my head.
Yeah.
About burping into the microphone. You shouldn't do that because it's rude. It's rude to the listener to burp in their ear.
I thought it was rude to, you know,
but I didn't
chew and eat.
I don't know how that happened. I'm not usually a burper.
Yeah.
Not much of the burper drug.
No, you burp. I hear you burp all the time in the podcast.
No, I don't.
You do.
Because I have respect for the listener.
You don't respect yourself.
So therefore, how can you respect others?
Yeah.
But twins kind of freak me out.
Why?
I don't know, just like that there's two. Wouldn't you think they try to trick you?
Do you think they touch wieners? Like they try to wonder twins with the wieners?
Wouldn't you be so fucking weirded out, like, if there was another you? We need to get a set of twins.
If there was another me, we couldn't ride in the same car because the shocks would blow out.
I concur.
You think your twin probably would eat better, though.
Why? Because he'd look at me?
Yeah.
No, yeah. We'd probably say, you know what's awesome? Cheeseburgers.
I think that's what happened with Napier's sister.
Yeah.
See, because in high school, Napier and his sister looked like a lot alike. And then, like, something clicked. She was like, wait a second. Like, now she's like, into fitness and stuff.
Yeah,
she's a personal trainer or something.
Yeah, she does the personal training now.
Yeah. And so, you just keep getting bigger.
Yeah, I do. That's why I'm playing hockey again, damn it.
You're a mountain.
A blob.
I have a goaltender's body.
You do not have a goaltender's body. You have a goaltender's body from that fucking MasterCard commercial where the big fat dude just came out and filled up the whole net.
The Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, I'm Goldberg. Why is it that every time you hear, like, a story about some dude getting into hockey and he's a goalie, they're always, like, the fat, asthmatic fucks that can't skate?
Which is not really the case when it comes down to actual goalies. Most actual goalies are little guys.
No, a lot of them are, like...
Well, nowadays...
Yeah, now they're 6 foot.
Back in our day, there was a lot of little guys playing goalie. They were just little quick guys.
Oh, like, who was that little dude on our team? What was his name? Oh, God damn it.
You know, that one guy that on our hockey team 10 dude. Years ago, because that would be insanely interesting for people to listen to.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was on the fucking Real World. You know who... Yeah, you're smiling. Oh. You know the motherfucker. Dude's been on like 5 different MTV shows.
He has. He's been on. And you know what? Well deservedly. I've never actually seen one, but our friend Danny Walsh.
Yeah.
We played hockey with Danny Walsh. So if you're a Real World or Road Rules aficionado, Dan Walsh was on me and Napier's hockey team.
And
he used to hide under the boards and wait for people to walk onto the ice from the doors, and he would stone cold stunner them because he thought it was funny. But you know what? It was rarely funny.
How many times did he get you?
Oh, never. No. See, we had a thing.
Yeah,
that's right, Dan. The Danny Walsh. Similar to the Mark Bland. I do have the Mark Bland story, because as you may or may not know, I am Facebook friends with the Mark Bland.
Okay. Every time he puts those questions on Facebook, I want to answer him and say something.
I most of the time answer him just because I have absolutely nothing else going on in my life.
I write like one sentence and then I realize, oh, this is Facebook.
But I'm
this
hoping that one day when the Mark Bland truly makes it, he takes all his Facebook friends with him. Because, I mean, I have hope. That's going to be my ticket to the big show, is I'm going to be friends with the Mark Bland and I am going to ride his coattails. Anyway. The Mark Bland posted a story on the Facebooks about this is me half remembering stories. There is a new voluntary program in Sweden where if you are CPR certified, if you know the CPR, you can sign up to be alerted if there is someone within, I think it was 50 meters or... That's not very much, is it?
No, 50 meters is a little... Well, yeah, 50 meters is very close.
Maybe it was 500 meters. Yeah. Does that sound...
No, closer? 500 meters sounds too far.
A certain distance. If there's somebody that requires CPR within a certain distance of you...
Yeah.
You will be alerted that they need CPR, and you can go and help them. And in 54% of cases, they got to the person in need of care quicker than paramedics could.
They're alerted by phone that somebody is within 100 yards of them. Right. Yeah, they can probably get there before an ambulance.
Right. And the whole idea is just that, you know, emergency services might take a little bit more time. And in the meantime, somebody can help. Somebody that already knows CPR. And the point that the Mark Bland made, which is actually a very good point, and similar to what I was thinking when I first read the story, is that that could never happen in the United States. Because you remember a while back when we were talking about that that nursing home that the 911 operator was trying to talk her into performing CPR on one of their patients at the nursing home, and she refused to do it.
I remember, yes.
Because of lawsuits and the potential that she would injure her or something like that.
Keep in mind,
everybody at that place was required to sign a DNR, right?
It was their policy not to touch anybody,
right?
Because they were afraid of lawsuits if they did something wrong.
Yeah.
So instead, there's all these orderlies that are standing around waiting for shit to happen just so that they could essentially do what a life alert bracelet would do.
And why doesn't anybody blame the people who sue people erroneously instead of the people who have no choice but to comply with it?
Dan in the chat, that sounds like a rape robbery notification system. And you know what? Around here, that's probably true. It's absolutely true. There's somebody who's fucked up. They're not going to be able to defend themselves. Hey, go take their wallet.
Yeah. Get.
He's in cardiac arrest. Go rape the shit out of them and steal their money.
Dude, let me ask you a question. Okay, rate these on a scale from biggest piece of shit in the world to second biggest piece of shit in the world. Are you ready? Someone who writes Dave Thomas rape erotic fan fiction versus someone who would steal a man having a stroke's wallet. Just rate those two.
The website where the author posts his material, is it one of those places that's rated, or does he have his own website with exclusive?
Has Napier ever answered one of my questions ever?
I just need a little bit more info. I just need a tiny bit more to make a decision. Look, you're giving me these generalities, and I can't make a yes or no decision
on
them.
He's like in his own goddamn universe.
I know, dude. That's why I always stare at you and never look at him during the podcast.
Has he self-promoted his own book full of Dave Thomas / rape fix? Or is it just like a dude who posts shit on like fanfiction.net?
I like redheads.
I like redheads. I'm going to finger you.
Redheads. I like redheads. Yeah. Get them.
You look like Wendy. I'm going to juice your burger.
You want a cheeseburger, baby? I got extra mayonnaise.
I'm embarrassed by that joke. That was terrible. Oh, God. That was bad. Extra mayonnaise. See, because it's white, like jizz.
Do you think Dave Thomas ever penetrated abroad through her urethra?
Oh, God. So, when we come back, we do have a couple of things. We are drunk. Did you do your homework?
Yeah. Sweet Feathery Jesus ones.
Well, I guess we can cross that off.
One more topic down.
Teaser for the break. So,
hear all about who won.
Are you fucking kidding me, bro? I was doing a fucking teaser for after the break.
I thought you said you don't believe in teasers. You said this like 2-3 weeks ago, you don't believe in teasers.
Jesus fucking Christ. I don't believe... Why do we even do this?
Are there such things as urethra virgins? Because I think Dave Thomas removed a number of them off the world with his big, thick, meaty fingers. I bet he penetrated broads in the piss hole.
Is that a thing? Is that...
Yeah, you could do that.
What the fuck are you talking
about? Dude, it's a hole. You can blast through that with your fingers. It's cool.
It sounds like Dan knows all about this, too.
Yeah. I want you to think about this for a second.
Yeah.
Just put this into perspective for a second.
Yeah.
Frank and Matt built an internet radio station.
Yes.
They built a website.
With their own hands, yes.
They recruited talent.
Talent. Quotation
in quotes,
marks.
Talent. They got a roster of people,
yes,
to do shows on their station.
Yes.
With the idea of entertaining.
Yes.
Not only that. Take that and throw it out the window. We're a drop in the piss pot.
Yep.
We are 1.5 hours of a however many hours are in a week bullshit. How many hours are in a week? Do some math.
200 something.
We pay $5 a month.
Yep.
To host our sound files on a website.
You mean our art?
And we ask people to download it and listen to it.
Yes.
So that you can talk about a guy who opened a fast food franchise.
A very successful.
Who's been dead for 8 years, putting his penis in a woman's urethra.
And his fingers.
I just want you to think about that for a while. We're going to take this break, and we're going to think about what we're doing with our lives.
The one sexual move on my bucket list is to penetrate a broad doggy style, fist her anus, and then jerk off my own dick.
We will return in like 6 minutes. May God have mercy on your fucking souls.
Penis.
Hi, this is Mandy Weaver, and if you're not listening to the Furnacast, then fuck you. Here's what you missed.
Mandy? Mandy, say that again. Oh, yeah, Mandy. It was pretty good. Oh, hey, so anyways, Mandy, listen, I can barely get a word in edgewise here, Mandy. Okay, I understand you're very upset, but I think maybe he had a valid point, Mandy. You don't think you're overreacting at all, though, Mandy?
Oh my god. Maybe he was right about me.
Yeah, I don't know. You're not a. You're just a normal person.
A baby hippo. If it were going by size.
Baby hippos are kind of adorable.
You like that, didn't you? New episodes available every Friday on WickedRadioNetwork.com, iTunes, or Stitcher Radio.
It's All About Me podcast with Rorschach 7 and Halls in Seattle, Saturdays noon to 2 on RadioFooBar.com. Have you ever wondered what Jay from Huntington, Panthers Vanguard, and Jenny Ren B sound like? Go to www.itsallaboutme.com for past shows, or again, tune in Saturdays noon to 2 for It's All About Me on RadioFooBar.com with Rorschach 7 and Halls in Seattle. Are you an interesting Twitter denizen? Contact the show about being a co-host, or Skype in when they're live to Halls in Seattle. Or if you have an old phone, call 425-312-1787. It's All About Me podcast, Saturdays noon to 2 on RadioFooBar.com.
You can see it.
It's electric.
You gotta feel it.
It's electric.
Ooh, it's shocking.
It's electric.
Picking up mixed feelings. Whoa.
Whoa. It's electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie. But you know it's there. Here, there, everywhere, I've got to move. I'm going on a party ride. I've got to groove, 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 and this music I just can't hide. Are you coming with me? Come let me take you on a party ride. And I will teach you, teach you, teach you, I'll teach you the electric slide. Some say it's mystic.
It's electric.
Boogie, woogie, 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 woogie.
You can't resist it.
It's electric.
Boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie.
You can't do it without it.
It's
electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie.
Okay, too fast again. Tell us, boogie now.
It's electric.
Boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie.
It's electric.
Boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie.
But you know it's there. Here, there, and everywhere.
This will take you back to the Dare Dance. I know it will.
I've got to move. Come let me take you on a party ride. And I'll teach you, teach you, teach you, I'll teach you the electric slide.
Boogie, woogie, 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 woogie.
You can see it.
It's electric.
Boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie.
You gotta feel it.
It's electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie.
Oh, it's shocking.
It's electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie.
Picking up a mix of feelings of public sucking. Sure got to boogie. You gotta know it.
It's electric.
Boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie. They can't hold it.
It's electric.
Boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie. But you know it's there.
Funny?
Don't you remember?
I think that's the hardest I've ever heard you laugh.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. To contact the program, 309-740-1430, or you can dial us up on the Skype at WFODix and drunk. Do you happen to know what time it is?
8:30 something. Before we get into that, so you know how you told us before the break.
He totally just hung me out to dry.
No, I know what time it is. Just give it 45.
I mean, I did it. I did the whole, you know, cool guy. You know, I did it in my cool guy radio voice. And I was hoping that my boy Drunk would back me up.
Why don't you just stare at him blankly for a few seconds like you're on pause?
Go ahead. Ask me the same question.
No. Let's just fuck what I want to do. Let's hear it, Drunk.
You done made me forget. It's time for...
No, it's not time for Ask Dr. Napier. It's time for whatever the fuck you want to talk about.
I think I want to do Ask Dr. Napier.
What were you going to say?
I don't remember. When you interrupt me in the middle of saying something...
You said wait 45 seconds. What was going to take 45 seconds?
You had
seconds?
To get something off your chest.
I don't remember.
Our buddies at Unfit for FM are currently doing a Halloween most offensive Halloween costume contest. The prizes are a Unfit for FM t-shirt and a $25 Amazon gift card. So check out them and send them your most offensive Halloween costumes. And a funny story about Amazon.com. Did you know that when they started Amazon.com, now this is true.
Or you read at least that it was true.
I read at least that, exactly. The CEO of Amazon.com wanted to call their website Relentless.com. But they voted him down. They said, fuck that, Relentless.com, that doesn't sound like a fun name at all. And so he said, you know what? Fuck you. I'm going to buy Relentless.com and just make it a click-through to Amazon.com. So if you go to Relentless.com, it is Amazon.com. And he's kept it for all these years.
It forwards to Amazon.
What did I say?
You said it links, but it forwards.
It forwards, yeah. So if you go to relentless.com, it just mirrors to...
Tomato, tomato.
Amazon. So I'm just saying that maybe it's not an Amazon gift. Maybe it's a relentless.com gift certificate. But anyway, they asked me to mention that.
Who did?
So I'm doing it.
Anchor, stupid.
The Unfit for FM guys. They're doing a contest. We're mentioning it for them.
Did you just pull a mic and not play?
We're fucking bring
iota of attention. To
Drunk,
what he
did
just
you remember your fucking stupid thing that you interrupted my shit for?
No.
Then do you know what time it is?
It's time for Ask Dr. Dick Blood.
Dick Blood.
First question
from Matt Leroy. Any home remedies for erectile dysfunction?
Pornography, titties, blowjobs, having your lady friend bend over so you can see her snatch.
You sizzle on the softy dick for a while, and eventually it'll get the hint, right?
Poke your finger into your penis hole.
Bring in an additional, more attractive lady.
Have your lady friend put her finger in your butt and palpate your region.
So what you're saying is
preferably the thumb, because it's the biggest.
You're thinking that this isn't so much like a medical condition as like you need to spice things up a bit.
Yeah.
Things are getting stale. It's time to try some new things.
Yeah, like getting your lady friend a pair of new titties. Or that getting yourself a new lady.
You're tired of looking at them same old goddamn titties. It's time to look at a new set.
Yes.
Next question.
You could get your lady friend a t-shirt that says the Missouri Mules.
Travis of the Lantern Light Lounge, I think. That sounds right, doesn't it?
I don't know.
I've said it before. Who is the most talented blue-collar comedy jokester?
Ron White.
Agreed.
I'd say it's probably a three-way tie
between none of them.
Between the three of them that aren't Bill Engvall.
Not a fan of Bill Engvall.
Bill Engvall is about as funny as an empty tube of toothpaste.
He's like a divorced dad, like trying to be friends with everybody.
He's like that uncle, you know, that thinks he's fucking hilarious
and pulls his fucking shit during the holidays, and you got to put up with it. Like, thanks, uncle. Yeah, I like your gift card.
Bill Engvall is the stand-up comedy equivalent of that trick where they pull the quarter out from your ear. You know what I mean?
Yeah, except...
Like, I found a quarter behind your ear.
Except for that lasts shorter than 10 seconds, and then it goes away. Bill Engvall doesn't go away.
I mean, I think he's away. Wasn't the last time we heard from Bill Engvall?
I don't follow
his career.
He steady works, man.
Yeah?
He does. And I don't know why.
I can go catch him down at the Funny Bone any old time.
No, he probably does bigger places than the fucking Funny Bone.
Probably does the fucking Fox.
From Ben of the Uniformed Opinions podcast, who's your favorite new kid?
Donnie.
Donnie had such a fucking hog on him.
I liked Jordan Knight.
Yeah. You liked the underdog story.
Do you remember when Jordan Knight made that comeback, like when the boy band thing got big again?
Yep.
And Jordan Knight made his comeback and he was on TR. That was a guilty pleasure song of mine, the Jordan Knight song.
Yeah. You don't even remember how it goes, do you?
God damn it, I don't.
I guess you'll have to Mikey-oke it tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to Mikey-oke it later. But yeah, I like the Jordan Knight song when he made his comeback. That song just got me right in the right place.
And
you know what I mean?
Didn't Joey McIntyre go country for a little bit?
Well, that's what happens.
I can't condone that at all.
They try the pop thing, and if it doesn't work out, country will take anybody. Right. I mean, country took Jewel. They took Jessica Simpson.
Kind of like Hootie.
Cheryl
I can't get down
Crow,
with Hootie going
they
country.
They took Hootie. Yeah. Country takes any marginally talented person who tried to do something else and could. Okay, Jordan Knight, you ready? See if you remember this one.
This little ditty.
You remember this song?
You say it's been too long.
You know I'm gonna give it to you. You remember that?
I do.
And he had like a real choreographed dancey thing.
Yeah, what is this, like 96, 7?
I don't have a date on...
It was about that time, though.
Yeah, because I remember we used to come home from school like TR. Yeah, that's Jordan Knight. So did you answer Ben's question?
Yeah, I like the one with the biggest hog, and that was Donnie.
just because he's a Wahlberg.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's not the Wahlberg, though, but he is. There, I guess there was a time that he was the Wahlberg.
No, no. Marky Mark's always been better.
There was probably a brief period of time where he was the Wahlberg.
I think
then people found out that Marky Mark existed.
I think whenever he danced, you could see his like dong flopping around. That was pretty cool.
He had the good vibrations.
Yeah.
From our number one fan, Miss Elizabeth, if Dr. Napier was a fruit, what fruit would he be?
Z-mango.
No, not Z-mango.
A mango?
Z-mango.
How
can I be just so sexy? Like a mango.
Mango Napier.
A cucumber.
Is that really a fruit?
No, it's not. Well, no, wait, is it? I'll go with cucumber.
The most dull thing ever.
No, it makes me whimsical from the time when I was 7 and I was playing with the neighbor's dog and, you know. Okay, then a strawberry.
From Anchor Babcock of the Unfit for FM program. If you were a My Little Pony, what would your cutie mark look like?
It'd probably look like a diet soda can smoking a cigarette while being fat.
I agree with that. It's truer words have never been spoken.
Maybe with a pair of glasses and a neck beard.
So why do you even do the diet soda?
I was told if I didn't, I'd probably be diabetic.
If Napier
3 gallons a day.
Were a My Little Pony, he would not be a My Little Pony. He would be a My Pony.
he'd be the chunky friend.
And I'd be the horse that's always like, "Oh, I'm sorry, it went a little too high. I got you in your pooper. Guess we're stuck here."
Oh man.
Yeah, he'd be like that horse. You know that horse that's always doing that. That silly goddamn horse.
Mr. Ed.
And from Mandy Weaver of the Furnacast, if you were to diagnose Mike and Drunk with mental illnesses, what would they be?
Narcissist Asperger's.
Is narcissist really a mental disorder?
Yes.
So I was thinking...
Was that the last question?
Oh, yeah.
And that was... S. Dr. Napier.
Dick Blood.
Do you remember when you were a child?
No.
Very rarely.
And your mother brought you a story to read at night.
My mom wasn't there.
No, she assumed I couldn't read.
No, she read it to you.
She couldn't read.
Like Dr. Seuss?
And showed you the pictures.
And she showed me pictures, but I don't think she could read.
Now, I see folks doing like the novels and the e-books, and I just don't have the patience for that. But there is one thing that I've always kind of been able to draw a little bit, and that is cutesy animals. I can draw a cutesy rabbit all day.
I disagree. You drew a Mr. Peanut for me, and it looked all deformed. It didn't look cute.
So what you're saying is you should have been an illustrator for Dr. Seuss.
Google the animal kingdom and see where peanuts fall on it.
You said you drew cutesy animals.
I want you to go down the whole kingdom. Let's from the here. Come the is king Mr. of the jungle. Is the
Mr.
Lion,
Peanut a person?
And then what's under the lion? The tigers and the bears and the elephants and the zebras. Find where fucking peanuts are on the animal kingdom.
I bet you won't also find your own self-worth.
Vertebrates and invertebrates. Would it be a vertebrate or an invertebrate?
Mr. Peanut is a lichen.
A lichen?
Okay, so is there a list here? Okay, this is animals without a backbone or spinal column. So this would
no,
be good,
he has an exoskeleton.
This would be a good start. I mean, it's possible.
Well, I gotta figure out which one of these categories he falls into.
He has peanuts. I don't think they're insects. I don't
animals
think
such as seals.
Yeah, try that. Maybe peanuts are in the seal category.
No, he would be under the insect.
We got
he has
walrus?
No, no, okay, Napier thinks that peanuts are an insect, Drunk, so please go back. Let's go through the insects and find fucking peanuts. Let's see. We got, what is that?
That's a dragonfly.
That's a dragonfly. That's a butterfly. Napier loves butterflies.
I think he should
Did
have
I ever tell you about butterfly. The time that Napier went to the butterfly house?
Do you know I got a tattoo of a ladybug?
Where?
No, I'm completely lying to you right now.
So what I was thinking was, we were discussing the possibility of Mandy's daughter is having problems with some mean girls at her school.
Dude, that was 2 weeks ago. Yeah, why didn't she take care of that by now?
We were thinking about doing it on the show. I don't know if it's still going to happen or not. And she was going to call and she was going to blast those bitches. Those fucking 8-year-olds that are picking on our friend Mandy's daughter.
I don't think they're going to listen to our show.
So, yeah, well, fuck them. Maybe somebody will hear it and know that, you know, after school, their lives are going to be miserable because they didn't study. They just picked on people. Assholes. Anyway.
What are their names? Are they stripper names or white?
I don't know.
I bet they're white trash names.
Misty and Sparkle.
But anyway, I was thinking about fucking... if this 8-year-old calls into our show, we need to call it something else. We can't
talking
say...
Talking with an 8-year-old?
Hi, 8-year-old girl, welcome to the wheelbarrow full of dicks. So I thought the wheelbarrow full of dreams, that would be cool. And if we're rebranding, if we're doing this whole thing, maybe the wheelbarrow full of dreams should cater to children. Maybe we should create content for children. And fucking kids' books are so fucking easy to write. I have a 2-year-old niece. I've been reading her books. I mean, it's like fucking 5 pages. It's like, the furry fucking cat, where's his friend? It's under the blanket. There's a dog. Woof, woof. It's fucking stupid. Anybody could write it.
Wheelbarrow full of rainbows. I like that.
Wheelbarrow full of rainbows. That might be better.
Anchor. Stealing it.
Do we have to make Anchor a partner now?
How about a wheelbarrow full of donkeys?
Rainbows? No. See, we can't use rainbows because rainbows would change the WFOD logo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wheelbarrow full of donkeys.
Can
you draw a donkey?
Probably.
Do I have to change my name?
I just thought that Napier, what I want you to do off the top of your head,
yes.
I know this is just coming out of nowhere, I want you to give me like 5 pages of Napier story for these children, the wheelbarrow full of dreams, and then I'm going to illustrate it. And we're going to sell it as ebooks. We're gonna charge 99 cents for these children's ebooks so that our fan can download them and read them to their children.
Perfect. He'll write it. You'll draw it. I'll sing it like Barney.
Deal.
Boom.
Now we're fucking think tank is coming together. I knew after 115 fucking episodes, you guys would start helping me with something. It was bound to fucking happen eventually. Now, I asked Napier to do something. Now watch him just stare at me blankly.
Does not compute.
The Napier children's story number 1.
It's going to be about guns.
It has to have animals in it because that's all I can draw.
Wheelbarrow full of donkeys.
That's the name of the book?
Yep.
Okay. Page 1.
Page 1.
I mean, we're like 2-3 sentences tops.
A wheelbarrow full of donkeys went down a hill.
Flip the page. Page 2. Okay. Not you do have a story in mind, right?
No.
You don't know how it's going to end?
No.
Okay. And keep in mind, this is for children.
Just simmer on it, okay? Just simmer on it.
The little donkeys went down the hill. The little donkeys got down the hill.
The end.
Flip the page.
Okay. Okay, that was one page?
Yeah, no. The little donkeys were in a wheelbarrow like you see him in the wheelbarrow, and they're going down a hill. Wee! That's page one.
Oh, we're back to page one?
I was page one.
Okay, so the donkeys are going down the hill, and they're saying wee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then the donkeys, you might want to draw little helmets on them. All the little kids have fucking helmets now. And
right.
The parents
and
might
elbow pads and knee pads.
You're making this complicated for me.
No, if you don't, the parents are going to, like, fucking
flip
out.
That's true. That's true.
And
remember when that one fucking bitch...
They'll see danger and they'll say, oh, no, not for my kid.
Make sure to have a realistic size phallus on it. That way we're true to our roots.
This is for children.
That's fine. Donkeys have phalluses. If they go to the zoo, they'll see the donkey phallus.
That's true. Mm-hmm. He has a point. Okay.
Either that or you got to put pants on him, one or the other.
And if anybody, like, really gets butt hurt, I'll just say, oh, no, that's his leg.
His fifth leg.
I'm just a shitty drawer. Okay. Page two.
Page two, the donkeys get down the hill, and they're all happy, and they're all getting out of their little wheelbarrow. You see, the text is, the donkeys get down the hill.
Can you incorporate a rabbit into it somehow? I'm good at rabbits.
Okay.
Okay.
Well they
so
get
they're,
down.
They're down the hill. And they say, yay, we're down the hill.
Yay, we're down the hill.
Okay. So now, page three?
Page three.
Okay.
The three little donkeys meet their rabbit friend, Paul.
Paul's a rabbit?
Paul's a rabbit.
Okay.
Because he's not here.
Okay. So is Drunk the donkey?
Yeah, Drunk's one of the donkeys.
Okay.
He's got the Jim Brewer eyes on him.
Yeah, kind of.
The Mike donkey has his head up his ass. The Napier donkey's being all fat, just sitting in the wheelbarrow still.
Okay,
the guys come back.
Okay, now Drunk, we're going to throw Napier a curveball.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You write page four.
Oh, I'm not. I'm no.
So the, no. Paul the rabbit came and joined them in their celebration of getting down the hill.
Yeah.
The end.
No, there's not the end. There's more than four pages.
Yeah. We're on like 10 pages here.
You just said five.
No, we're giving them value. This is the first book. The first book's always the biggest.
They each enjoyed a head of lettuce.
That's good. That's good. They're eating lettuce now. Okay, Napier, back to you. Did I fuck up your plan?
No.
Okay. Okay, so the rabbit.
He's got some sick twist coming. I already know he does.
Are eating lettuce.
Yes.
At the bottom of the hill that they rolled down. Right. Okay, this is good.
Can all of the donkeys have, like, our faces?
Generally. They generally look like
us. Are you that good of an illustrator?
So we're at page five now.
Yeah. The donkeys are eating lettuce on page four.
Yeah, with the rabbit named Paul.
And then a giant eagle comes down and snatches Paul away from the donkeys, and the eagle's name is a job.
And the whole rest of the book is us trying to find Paul. But never successfully complete that mission.
And so then we can just fill the rest of the pages probably with, like, We looked in, you know, the owl, Mr. Owl's restaurant. He wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
We looked in Mr. Turtle's library. He wasn't there.
Yeah, it's just an excuse to draw more animals that the kids can look at.
Right, right.
And then on page nine, or no, page 10. We'll
end
it at
10. We find a bunch of baby eagles slowly eating Paul.
No, we can't do that.
And we teach the children that you can't have friends.
No, on page 10, on page 10...
Because life will come along.
On page...
just leave you with the goddamn other donkeys.
On page 10, the three donkeys find their friend Paul at his house with his wife, and his wife won't let him come and be with his friends because he has responsibilities now.
Oh, you mean so, like, So, like, now there's other rabbits to care for.
And then all you see is a bunch of baby rabbits, like, overfilling their little den. And you can draw another page, and they're just, like, popping out of the damn thing like a goddamn bag of Jiffy Pop, just, like, falling out of this goddamn hole. Which is in no way a metaphor for a vagina.
The end.
I don't think we were cut out for
children's books.
No, that was a good children's book.
It seemed like a good idea at the time. I was thinking, for sure, you know, we've branded ourselves with people who have children. People who have children listen to us. And so surely they would hear our idea to make a children. I mean, like Jay Leno did it. Jay Leno put out a kid's book.
I think what you would list us is as adult entertainment more geared towards fifth graders.
But that's true, you know.
Mm-hmm.
With the goddamn job just killing all the fun.
Maybe we could write a book of just dick and fart jokes. Like Goosebumps.
For children?
Yeah.
No, it just looks like it's for children. It's one of those parody books of something popular.
Ooh, a pop-up book. You can do that.
Yeah, like, remember last year around the Thanksgiving time
when
we were bitching about how more and more places are opening like late.
Oh my god! Yeah,
Thanksgiving as opposed to Black Friday.
Try 5 o'clock.
Yeah,
in the afternoon.
Yeah,
yeah.
On Thanksgiving Day. 5 o'clock.
No, a lot of places. Macy's is added to the list now of places. You know, like the one fucking day that you have to like be with your family and forget how fucking awful your life is as a goddamn worker bee at fucking Macy's, making like jack and shit. To go there and fucking...
That's what actual Christmas Day is for now.
Restock fucking purses on shelves for rich cunts. Fucking... And now you have to hurry up your Thanksgiving dinner so you can get back to work. Bunch of fucking bullshit.
But you don't understand, Mike. Those people are privileged to work for Macy's and make them money.
But they're not.
No, they're not.
And, I mean, it... The thing is, they just make things, like, harder and harder to where, like, now you fucking depend on that, and you need those extra hours, and they dangle that carrot of time and a half, or they might not even do that. They might just say, fuck you, come to work. But, I mean, like, you know, they make it so you need that. You need to go get that time and a half. It'd be good money. Why not?
You should just...
It's fucking sickening that... And I mean, like, you know, 5 o'clock will probably be a success. So then next year it'll be 3 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And then the year after that it'll be noon. And then the year after that they'll just be normal business hours. And we'll fucking, hey, let's start eating away at Christmas, too. Let's fucking open up on Christmas Day. Fuck it. What are they going to do about it?
This segment would be a lot better if you did it in fake angry voice. Are you just not up to the task right now?
I'm just not.
You don't look well.
I'm not. I need to blow my nose. I need to take a shower.
We should write some...
You forgot to shower today?
I got up too goddamn early this morning.
We should write some Dave Thomas slash fiction where he rapes girls in the urethra. Hold on. Hold the train. Let me finish. It's going to make sense. We make... Dave Thomas slash fiction where he's decapitating broads and penetrating their urethras with his fingers. All kinds of weird nonsense involving Dave Thomas. And the cover art looks like one of those American Girl books and it's got a little redhead on it. And you're led to believe that that's the redhead in the story.
Boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie! There's an internet startup group now that is making a thing that you can jam into a roach's thorax and you have a remote control and you can remote control operate the roach
for a couple of minutes.
Does it die?
They say no, but I mean, I imagine, you know.
Yes.
While you're trying to get the right place when you're jamming the prods into it.
Yeah.
It's probably you know, not happy.
No.
And until you perfect it, you're probably going to kill a few. Hey, when you get it right, you're probably not killing them. Any situation that you're controlling a roach, you're probably doing it to fuck with somebody. Like you're walking a roach up to your mom or something. And what's your mom going to do? She's going to smash the shit and fuck up your $100 thing. But I mean, like we're getting into now where we can control roaches to a point where.
Can we control them to stop infesting the delicious Chinese food restaurant?
What Chinese food restaurant?
Any of them.
Is that a thing?
Do you think I think that's brilliant because everybody who probably buys one of those ends up on a watch list of potential serial killers and mass murderers. It's a great plan, really. Jesus,
Michael. Say it ain't so.
Do you think Mike could draw the donkeys like Donkey from fucking Shrek? Because the kids fucking love Shrek.
See, I was thinking more like Eeyore.
Nah, I don't think the kids relate to Eeyore anymore. I mean, Winnie the Pooh's not popular as he used to be.
The fucking adults?
I don't think the chat is Eeyore.
Yeah, but the thing's not for adults. It's to teach kids that one day one of your friends is going to leave you for his wife and his fucked bullshit job. And you're not going to have your friend with you anymore. And then your friend is just going to have a fuck ton of kids. It's going to blast out of her hole like goddamn Jiffy Pop.
Jiffy Pop.
Pop, pop. I think the thing died. Yeah, it's dead.
This website sucks.
What do you say, fellas?
Is it that time?
It doesn't look like you're feeling up for another half hour, so we'll let you go to sleep and whatnot.
This is bullshit.
You don't like my Dave Thomas slash fix ideas.
The world is fucked.
You know what's funny is I was going to tell you, hey, next week I won't be here because the Rams are playing, but now that we suck balls again.
We're getting Tebow!
Yeah.
Tebow!
We're going to get Tim Tebow. Timmy Rebo.
Remember when the Blues picked up Chris Osgood?
Why would it matter? You'd sell out the joint. You'd sell all those goddamn jerseys. Fucking sign him up. Fuck it.
Yeah, but he's bad.
Take care of all the rubes. Let him buy some jerseys. Let him get excited.
Right, he'll only be here 10 games anyway.
You know what?
It.
You know what? You get all those people in the door. They see how much fun it is. They buy a hot dog. Maybe next year when they're contending, maybe they'll come back.
Have all those Christians skip church on Sunday and come on to the dome.
Get some goddamn excitement in that place. That place is dead. Nobody gives a fuck. You bring in old Timmy. You bring him in.
Can I ask you a question? Do you know any women that hyphenate their names?
Tom's soon-to-be wife is going to hyphenate her last name.
No, you tell her no.
Every time I see a woman do that...
And if she says, but I have to, you say no. She's gonna hyphenate her name?
Yeah.
No!
When they get married.
No!
But it's kind of a funny last name.
Doesn't matter. No. Yeah, the answer's no.
No. Every time I see a woman that has one of those hyphenated last names, and they're not, you know, fucking, like, Mexican, I instantly think that they are a fucking idiot. I look down upon them as a person just by seeing their last name.
Napier, I think you're sugarcoating it a bit. Why don't you tell us how you really feel?
I think they're dumb twats, and I think they're stuck up their own ass, and it's dumb as shit. And I really hope these people never make it into a position where they can say, yeah, I hyphenated my name, but I'm not a dumb twat. Look at all that I've accomplished. And I will look at them.
But Napier, I think you're just not getting it out there the way you want to.
That sounds slightly chauvinistic, Napier.
Yeah, a little bit.
No, you know what's bullshit? There's a new thing in the feminist culture, and it's a bunch of horseshit. It's feminists telling mothers and telling fathers that they need to teach their sons not to rape. That's a thing now.
I mean, it's good advice.
It should be a thing.
Isn't that kind of the same as telling minorities not to steal?
No. Not at all.
Well, they shouldn't steal.
Well, no.
They would say that is a good thing to tell people not to steal.
Yeah, but it's kind of offensive.
It's offensive to tell people not to steal or rape?
No, that they need to teach their sons not to rape. That's kind of bullshit. Right. Why would they be... Why do they instantly think that they're going to rape somebody?
Napier, quit rambling.
But they're not thinking... But what is he saying?
I don't know. Just tell him to do the ending.
What? Explain this. Explain this to me. What are you saying?
Women are telling men that they need to learn not to rape.
They do need to learn not to rape.
Most men don't rape.
That's because somebody at some point says, when a lady says no...
Raping's bad, okay?
When a lady says no, you should respect her wishes and not rape her.
Yes,
right?
Most people know that. They don't need to be taught that.
You'd be surprised.
Do you know people who rape?
You'd be surprised.
We are cavemen until we are taught not to be.
No, we're house cats.
We are animals.
No, we're house cats.
We are house cats that learn to shit in a box. Our natural instinct is to shit wherever we want.
Right.
No, your natural...
We have to learn. Oh, I don't want to shit on the couch. I want to shit in a box. When you're a baby, where do you shit? On yourself. You shit all over your fucking self. And then you just walk around in it. You fucking just wallow around in your shit. Until one day someone says, you know where you should shit? You should shit in the potty, drunk. Go shit in the potty. Don't soil yourself. And then drunk says, you know what? I should only wipe twice.
Do you think...
Save some time.
I think his butthole's got to look like peat moss at this point. I mean, there's got to be, like, green fur growing out of it and, like, old hair.
I mean, I do shower on a regular basis.
Does it come
out? I'd say just skip wiping altogether and just go straight for the shower, right?
I mean, I've done it before.
High five.
But doesn't that get your hand all poopy?
No.
Get your hand all poopy.
You get your hand all poopy.
Get your hand all poopy.
No, you just kind of...
You angle
with your back in the water and spread
your hand all
you, okay, instead of wiping your ass like a normal person, you point your asshole at the faucet?
No, you got the water coming down.
Okay, you got
you
the...
put your back to it.
I get in the shower and
you spread the cheeks a little bit and boom.
But then you got poop leaking down your legs.
No.
What do you mean no? Where do you think it goes?
No.
It creeps down your taint and onto your ball sack.
Nope.
Yes! That's where water goes! It goes down and you're pointing your ass up! If your ass is up, your balls are down! You've got shit balls!
Oh, shit balls drunk!
I bet the only thing on you...
Dick blood and shit balls!
I bet the only thing on you that could pass a brown paper bag test is a little trail leading from your butthole to the tip of your penis.
What's the brown paper bag test?
The brown paper bag test?
Yeah.
If you're darker than a brown paper bag... Never mind. See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well... bye.
Hey, it's Napier. Join us Mondays, 9-8 Central on RadioFooBar.com. Join to chat or download the TuneIn app for smartphones and listen to it that way. Download our show on Stitcher, iTunes, Zune, whatever the fuck you want. No, they don't make Zunes. Or from RadioFooBar.com. Rate us on iTunes or Stitcher or fucking Facebook. By the way, you can follow us on Facebook.com/WFODicks, on Twitter at WFODicks, or you can follow us around on one of our mini channels at Shoza, at PJKSTL, at DrunkardSTL, or you can do shit that other people put up for me on Twitter at NapierIsms. Listen to other shows on Radio FUBAR because we're not dicks about it. And then buy a shirt. See you in hell.
So, where do you stand on renaming the Washington Redskins?
What are we renaming them to?
Well, they didn't say that. They just think that the name Redskins is offensive.
I say fuck that.
They've been around for how many fucking years?
Fuck them and their stupid asses, like 80-something.
At this point, it doesn't fucking matter.
Then how many of them engines are really left anyway?
No, there's a few million of them left.
Napier's like a quarter.
We should have killed them off a long time ago.
How much Indian are you? Like an eighth?
Great,
like a 16th?
My great-grandfather on my dad's side was full Cherokee. And it's mixed all throughout. Apparently my ancestors like to have sex with brown people. A lot of them.
Red people.
Well, red people. Some of them are kind of brown.
So what does that make him? Somebody do the math on that.
One schmillionth.
So he's like a 16th Native American?
No, it's more than a 16th. I think I can get my card.
It's funny. If you hang out with Napier long enough, if you hang out with Napier for a good amount of time, at some point he's going to pull out that Native American card. It's happened to me. I've known Napier now for like 15 years, give or take. And Napier has pulled out the Native American card on me twice, I think.
Well, he's slender like a Native American.
He's proud of his heritage like once every 6 years.
Like
I do like that you like to tell me what my family is. I do appreciate that.
What are you talking about?
No, you tell me, oh no, you're not Native American. I can tell because you're...
You said you are.
I did.
I just said you are.
No.
I said you're a 16th.
No, it's more than a 16th.
I don't know what it... You said you're great-great-great?
No.
Great-great?
My dad's mom's... My dad, his mom, her dad. Her dad is full church.
So your dad's mom's dad.
Yeah.
So on
my...
Be...
That's on my dad's side. On my mom's side,
okay,
there's...
So on either side?
On both sides, yeah.
So it's probably more than a 16th.
Yeah.
It's probably like an eighth.
Yeah, it's between an eighth and like...
What does that do for dick size?
Nothing.
I mean, like, there isn't many like stereotypes as far as like, I mean, like they typically an Asian has a tiny dick and typically like a black guy has a big old dick.
Right.
But I mean, like, as far as Native Americans, what does that do for your dick?
Native Americans come from Asia, so it would be an Asian-sized penis.
So
mixed with a white-sized penis.
So, I mean, not great.
So, medium to small.
Medium to small.
So, I mean, are there days that you think, man, I wish my great-great-grandfather had, like, banged a black dude? I don't know, because then he'd be a homosexual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His great 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 grandmother would have had to have banged a slave.
And then like you might get like some of that like Beyonce stuff. You'd be like a neater color.
Yeah, that'd probably be different colored, but still kind of brown. At least I can tan.
So I mean like as a Native American Napier. How do you feel about the Washington Redskins?
I don't.
So, you have this fitness keychain.
Yeah.
Presumably to get into the gym.
Yeah.
When's the last time you used it?
5 months ago?
And you've been paying it ever since?
No. I've had the membership for like, almost 10 years now.
And you just continually pay it?
Yeah.
And you don't ever go?
It's like $7-$8 a month. It's.
But still, that's a 7 McChickens right there.
Yeah.
A month.
No, but I have it in case I want to go. It's like right next, it's like real close to my house. I could probably even walk there.
That's like 80-something McChickens a year that you could buy that you're just pissing away on membership to a gym you don't even go to.
No, I'm going to go.
Oh, okay. You're going to go.
I'm going to go.
See, what he's doing is he's building up his seniority. So that when he does start going, he doesn't have to wait around for machines, because that's how those places work. You say, bitch, I've been a member here for like 10 years.
And they'll be like, I've been here every day for the last 3 years and never seen you once.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, maybe you ain't here long enough, fatty.
And then they'll look at him and be like, you don't go to the gym.
No, underneath all of this girth is manly ripples of muscle.
And then
the fat's there for their protection.
And
if
then
they
if
saw
they talk
it,
shit drunk, you know what he can do?
Piss on them.
Tell them they're racists.
What, you don't like Indians?
What do you mean, you people?